News release: Town of Minto. The Town of Minto continues to keep public safety as top priority during the unique circumstances surrounding COVID-19. As the numbers continue to climb, the Town of Minto remains devoted to ensuring all safety measures are followed, to protect our staff and the public. Due to a rise in COVID cases in Minto, the Town of Minto Municipal Building will be closed from December 23, 2021 at 12:01 a.m. and will resume regular working hours on January 4, 2022. Depending on case counts, the municipal office may remain closed to the public. Essential services such as fire, water, wastewater, and road maintenance will be the only departments with staff operating at the municipal office over the closure period. If you need to get a hold of staff, electronic communication is encouraged, and all staff contact information can be found on our website here. The Town of Minto will be closing all town-operated recreational facilities to the public with limited exceptions as of December 23, 2021 at 12:01 a.m. All town-run programs such as public skating, shinny, walking groups and pickleball are cancelled as of this date. The fire and ice event scheduled for December 31, 2021 is also cancelled. Facilities will reopen and programs will resume on January 3, 2022 at the earliest. Recreation staff will continue to monitor the facilities and the ice plants to ensure that maintenance is upkept and that the ice surfaces remain viable so that community groups and sports organizations can resume programming. The Norgan Theater will remain closed to the public from December 23, 2021 to January 3, 2022. Town of Minto staff are working with local public health officials to bring more vaccination clinics to this area. All residents are encouraged to book their COVID-19 booster shot as soon as it's available to them. Individuals who have questions or concerns regarding COVID-19 should contact Wellington Dufferin Guelph Public Health at 1-800-265-7293 or visit www.wdgpublichealth.ca/coronavirus. The Town of Minto wishes to thank the public for their ongoing understanding during this unique circumstance.